Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about getting ready to get into physical shape for the summer. What does that mean? It means getting our bodies ready to be seen in a bathing suit, unless you've invented a very smart cover-up. My guest this evening is Linda Spangle, a registered nurse and a weight management coach, recognized nationally as an authority on emotional eating and other issues of weight loss. Most of us hate being weighed on the scale so much that we would rather skip going to the doctor than being on the scale. Weight management coach Linda Spangle has a different view. She maintains, believe it or not by Ripley, that the scale can be a fantastic health and weight loss tool once we change our relationship with the almighty scale. It is a pleasure to welcome Linda Spangle, who will help us to take charge of our lives and to develop a healthy relationship with one's scale and the doctor. Welcome, weight loss management coach, registered nurse, and author of the book Friend, Making Friends with a Scale, Linda Spangle. Welcome to WDIY.
Thank you, Ellie. It's good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. I have to be very honest, though. When I saw the book arrive and it said Friends with a Scale, I had to turn away. I could not confront it. I said, this author has to be kidding. How would I make friends with a scale? Pardon the expression, the almighty scale, whom I have really not made friends with. And I couldn't imagine that, you know, I could even read the book, but I found that it was phenomenal. It made so much sense.
How did you
come to write this book?
You know, it comes out of my own work, both personally and then in my work as a weight loss coach. I have seen so many of my clients just completely mess up their weight loss programs because the scale gets in their way. You know, maybe they were doing really great. They'd worked hard for a week or two. They get on the scale thinking, oh, good, I bet I'll be down about 5 pounds. And the scale either hasn't moved or maybe it went up a pound or two. And their reaction, instead of just thinking, oh, okay, that's fine, their reaction is, screw it, it's not working. And, you know, they just head to the refrigerator and start eating.
You know, I find that's very accurate. I remember my experience with the scale began as a very little girl. My mother would take me to visit her aunt and uncle, and they were very, very concerned about how I looked. And I must have been 6 or 7. And the first thing they would do is we'd open the door and they'd say, oh, how are you? Shirley, what are you doing to that child? She's too heavy. Come, let's get her on the scale. And they would weigh me every week.
Oh, no.
Every week. And then when they would serve me dinner, they would watch how much my mother would put on the plate for me.
Yeah.
So my aversion to the scale began very early. Tell us some interesting examples of your own clients and their aversion to the scale and how you helped them to overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everyone's a little bit different with it, but some people get so hooked on the scale that they feel like it's just this crucial part of their life. One of the ladies I worked with a few years ago had this fabulous vacation. Her husband had won this trip, so they went to Florida. They had a condo on the beach. They had tickets for Disney World. And I thought she would end up having this wonderful time. But when she came back from her trip and came back to meet with me in my office, I said, well, how was your vacation? She said, it wasn't so great. And so I said, well, why not? What was wrong? She said, well, every morning I would get up and I would look outside at all those beautiful surroundings, but without my scale, I didn't know what kind of day to have.
Huh. So she was letting the scale determining her day?
Yes, she was.
Huh.
And you know, she's not alone. I hear that from a lot of people. It's like they get on the scale, and depending on what the number is, then they decide if they're going to have a good day or if it's a really grouchy bad day.
Are you saying they let the numbers or lack of numbers on the scale determine how they're going to respond to the day?
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes it's especially true with dieters who have done lots and lots of weight loss efforts over the years. They get so determined. The scale is what keeps them motivated. Okay, if I'm working really hard and I'm on my diet and I'm exercising, the scale should reward me by telling me that I've done great. Except, you know what? The human body doesn't quite work like that. And, you know, weight loss doesn't happen in a straight line. So sometimes the scale won't show a change, even though things are changing inside your body. And if you depend on the scale for whether you stay on your weight loss plan, you might be in trouble.
So one thing is the numbers on the scale that we look to determine our success. I'm wondering, though, does age have a factor? Do you see a difference in age? I remember that as a younger person, I could go on, make my mind to say, oh, I'm going to go on this plan, and I'd lose 10 pounds. And I saw the reflection on the scale. But as I got older, and particularly after I had children, I found it more and more difficult to make the numbers move.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's a given that as we get older, it does get harder to lose weight. And there are just a lot of things that affect what you see on the scale. In fact, in the book, I actually talk about 14 factors that affect the scale reading. And it's things like the barometric pressure or the humidity, things like illness or injury, even how much water you've drank can make a difference on what you see. So when you get on the scale thinking, okay, I should have lost 5 pounds the last couple weeks and you don't see any change, it may not have to do with your actions. It may be stuff that's completely out of your control.
So are you saying the weather affects our weight?
It doesn't affect your true weight, but it does sometimes affect the number you see on the scale. And here's why. Because we tend to, especially as females, we tend to retain fluid easily based on different things. You know, if you eat a high-salt meal, well, the next day you would probably see the scale go up a pound or two just in response to that fluid that you're holding. You didn't gain 2 pounds of fat stores overnight. You're just holding fluid. So the same thing is true with other things. Like if it's real humid outside, and especially on a hot, humid day, you try turning your rings and it's like, oh, no, I guess I'm kind of puffy. Well, that means you're retaining fluid, and again, you're going to see on the scale a number that isn't your true weight. It's one that's reflecting the humidity.
So what you're saying is not necessarily the scale, it's the environment around us that might be affecting us.
Exactly. Many times it is. And then, of course, there's other things like hormones, stress. Stress is a huge factor in weight loss as well as even retaining fluid and showing on the scale. Travel. Do you know that any time you travel, whether it's by air or even doing several hours in a car, your body is going to suck up a little fluid and hold on to it. So one of my rules, in fact, that I teach my clients is any time you have traveled, I don't care if it's, you know, a short trip or a long trip, you should not get on the scale for at least 3 days because it takes that long, between 48 to 72 hours, for your body to get back in balance.
Now, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Elena Barbro. And this evening, we're talking with weight loss management coach and author of a very interesting book called Making Friends with the Scale, How to Turn Your Scale into a Powerful Weight Loss Tool. And as I said at the beginning, it was very hard for me to digest that as a concept. But I found that after reading the book and working it through, I began to understand what you were saying. But you also have in your book some questions that we need to ask ourselves, because you do say there are some people who do really, who may not be able to manage with a scale, and some people who might be able to make quote-unquote friends with a scale. Can you tell us a little bit about those questions that you have people ask themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually a quiz in the book, and if you're interested, you can even take it online at thescalequiz.com. And what it does is it takes you through 15 questions to see, are you a person who can be comfortable with your scale, or do you tend to just get so hooked into it that you might be better off to not weigh yourself at all? I think it's an individual decision. And you have to decide, you know, if it's something that works for you or not. Because I do think there are some people that do very well with simply not owning a scale and not ever getting on one.
I know that you have a story in your book of a woman who was married, and her husband decided she was making too much of the scale, so he decided to hide it or put it in the garage. And she wanted to, she was so hooked on the scale that she got up, even though it was a very cold, wintry morning, had nothing on but her robe, and was determined to get weighed naked in the garage. She found it, got in the garage, and she weighed herself on the scale.
I know, isn't that something? She told me that she actually did that many times. She just didn't want him to know, so she would sneak out there. Isn't that something?
That is something. But what I was very happy to see was this questionnaire giving us the liberty to understand that some of us may not be able to do well with a scale and may not want to have it around. Others may be able to tolerate.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, there is nothing wrong with choosing to not have a scale around. And, you know, there for some people, that's actually the correct thing to do. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It means that you're very wise, and you've chosen to not have that be, you know, a part of your life, which I just think is fine. You know, and the quiz will help you decide, should you keep your scale, should you toss your scale, or the third category, are you trainable?
What does that mean? Are you tradable?
You know, there are people who sort of are on the fence. They're not 100% obsessed with their scale, but sometimes it bugs them a lot. The whole idea of this book, Friends with the Scale, is to help you learn how to change your thinking patterns and the way that you view things and get, you know, get away from being stuck with it. I'll tell you an interesting lady I worked with named Grace. She said, every day I would get on the scale and I would wonder which body part to blame for that number. Was it my thick waist? Was it my heavy thighs? So she said, I finally decided to quit letting that affect my day, and I made a list of all these words that were very positive. Those things like beautiful, hot, sexy, lovely, you know, perfect. She put them on 3x5 cards and put them in the bathroom by her area where the scale was. So she said, I made a new plan. Every day, I'd get on the scale, make a note of the number, pick up a card, and that card became my mantra. So through the whole day, I might be saying, ah, today I am lovely, or today I am attractive or adorable. And she said that changed completely what she would tell herself about, you know, who she was and what she was like based on the scale number.
And we're going to talk more about how to become friends with the scale when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Do you have vinyl albums or 45s on your shelves that are taking up space and gathering dust? Why not donate them for a good cause? WDIY will receive profits from the records, and you will receive a tax deduction. For more information or to arrange for drop-off or pickup, call 610-694-8100 extension 3 or visit wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And this evening, we're talking about getting ready to put ourselves in shape for the summer. And my guest this evening is weight management coach Linda Spangle, a registered nurse, who has written a wonderful book called Making Friends with a Scale. And we're talking about how to actually make friends with the concept of losing weight and not letting the scale become an enemy or a factor, but something in the middle of a neutral, a friend. Would you agree with that, Linda Spangle?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's one of those areas that a lot of people, you know, struggle with, and that it maybe doesn't have to be such a struggle, that instead you can figure out how to become a lot more at peace with your scale and what it says.
You know, I'm one of those people who made my own decision. I recognized after much frustration that whenever I got on the scale, nothing happened. No matter how good I was, how bad I was, Well, bed absolutely showed, no problem, no question. But I decided that this was not helping me in my quest to develop a healthy lifestyle. And I began to focus on health rather than weight loss. And as a result, I put away the scale. I do not have one in the house, and I do not have one anywhere. And I focus now on not quote-unquote dieting, but living healthfully.
I think that is wonderful. My passion is to help people figure out how to be healthy around this area of their life rather than obsessed. And, you know, I kind of, my approach in my work with clients is that you focus on healthy eating, you focus on healthy exercise, but the third part of the triangle is learning how to cope with your life and manage life without using food as a solution. So I just think you've done a wonderful job of changing your viewpoint, and even choosing to not have a scale is actually perfect for you.
And I resent going to the doctors because they make you go on the scale.
You know, let's talk about that. We all know that that's a very common thing, and I've had clients who've said, I refused to go to the doctor because I didn't want to get weighed. One of my clients did not go to a doctor for 40 years. Because she said, I knew I was overweight and I didn't want to get on the scale. It finally took a heart attack for her to go. So, you know, that happens.
Yeah, so we have to make some resolution with it. So yeah. give us some ways that you've helped clients to make an adjustment. You have so many wonderful illustrations in your book about how to understand the factors that affect weight loss and how we can make friends with the scale and have it become more neutral.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sometimes it helps to look at what's behind some of your thought patterns and things. There was a lady named Sharon that I worked with once who would come to my clinic, and our routine was that we would monitor weight there each week when they came, and she did not want to ever see the scale. So she would stand backwards, and she did not want me to tell her the number, only if she had gone up or down. And I said, you know what, that's fine. If that's what you need. So we did that for quite a long time. And one day I said, you know, what would it take for you to be able to go ahead and actually face what your scale number is? She said, you know, I'm just so embarrassed by it. And she finally revealed that when she was a kid, her mother would always scold her about her weight, and she had to get on the scale every week, and her mother would chastise her if that scale had not changed. And she said, I have just carried that old message that if I get on the scale, I'm going to be chastised, and I've had trouble letting it go. I finally said, you know, would you hate driving today if you'd had a car accident as a teenager? She said, no, probably not. I said, well, you know, you're carrying a really old message, and maybe it's time to let it go. She said, you know what, that's amazing. And actually the next week when she came in, she walked up. She took a deep breath. She said, okay. She stepped on the scale facing forward and looked at the number.
And was she pleased?
You know, I can't remember exactly. I know this was a lady who ultimately lost 100 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think it was more just the fact that she decided it was time to quit having that fear and kind of carrying that old baggage around that was actually from her childhood, not from a healthy adult standpoint.
And you know, it's interesting, you use the term carrying around that old baggage, and sometimes you really hit on something. Sometimes it's carrying around that old baggage that adds to our weight.
You know, and it does. Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
Yeah. And I think the scale is interesting because I do see for so many people, it becomes almost like representative of how they're doing. I remember another lady named Karen that she said, I got to where I would step on the scale and every time I would measure my value based on what the scale said and whether I was as successful as a person. And one day she said, I've had it. I am not going to let a stupid piece of metal determine whether I'm valuable in life. So she took her scale outside in the driveway, and she beat it to death with a sledgehammer.
Oh, my goodness.
And then she said, I took it in the house, and I hung it on the wall like a deer head trophy.
So she conquered it. But she made the decision that she was not going to allow a scale to interfere with living, quote-unquote, the healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's interesting about that lady is that a year later, she actually bought a scale again and said, I feel like I can choose to be healthy around it. And she was. It was really interesting. It's like she conquered letting the scale control her, and she took charge of her life.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful story. So we can take charge of our lives by altering our thinking about, number one, our past, and also by not letting the numbers influence us.
Yeah.
And getting rid of old baggage. How else can we make friends with the scale?
I think much of it comes from changing your thinking. But there's also a little key that change is to change what you say. So if you get on the scale and it shows 2 pounds more than yesterday, it does not mean that you put on 2 pounds of fat stores. So in my coaching work with clients, they are not allowed to say, I gained weight, I gained 2 pounds or whatever, because you don't really know that. So what they are allowed to tell me is one of three statements. The scale went up, the scale went down, or the scale stayed the same. Because that's the only thing that we know as truth. We don't know whether your fat stores have shifted or not, unless it's over a long time and the scale number stays down. But short term, that's what you say.
So you're teaching them how to think about, how to think positively about what's occurring to them.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
To refrain from making a judgment about oneself.
Oh, man, so much so. See, again, what I want to help people do is become very whole people. Very whole in their thinking, both, you know, in their emotional and their mental and their physical parts of themselves. And some of that is saying, okay, how do I be a healthy person around my weight loss goals? And if you struggle with the scale and let that become an albatross for you, you're missing a part that I think is so crucial.
Well, I think, you know, you make an excellent point, because even the word albatross, that becomes a weight around us,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? It becomes a burden that we carry.
Yeah, so, absolutely. And you know, what I think is good is, I don't know that it matters what kind of diet plan or approach, or if you've had weight loss surgery, managing the scale is still a crucial part of your work. And the book Friends with the Scale actually teaches all these different tools that can work for anyone, regardless of what level of weight you need to lose or what you've already done. The idea is, okay, see it as a tool, and then let it be just a minor part of your whole program, not the part that drives everything you do.
So you are very clear. This is a book that's very clear and very helpful, because it's very helpful in indicating the practical guidelines for changing our views of the scale. And are there times when you tell people that or advise people that that they shouldn't get on the scale?
Oh my, absolutely. In fact, I think there are 5 times when you should not get on a scale at all. First one is if you just got back from vacation. Because, again, you're going to retain fluid usually for at least 2 to 3 days. So you should always wait the 3 days again. Right after a holiday or a celebration, even a birthday dinner, give yourself a day or two. Anytime you travel, that's going to make you probably retain fluid. So, again, stay off the scale at least 3 days anytime you've been traveling. If you've been sick or injured, because that can also affect your scale reading just based on fluid changes, not based on reality. And then you know what? The last one is when you feel vulnerable. I just think there are times when maybe we've had a really bad week and our self-esteem is kind of struggling. We don't feel real good about ourselves. That's the wrong time to get on the scale and sort of punish yourself on top of everything else. Just say, you know what? I feel kind of vulnerable right now. I think I'm just going to let it go for a few days, and then I'll get on the scale again at that time.
And what about, are there times when, you know, very often, particularly we as women, we go around advertising either to our family, our friends, about the numbers on the scale. What do you think about that?
Oh, and you know, again, it depends on you as a person, because some people like to talk all about that. But here's an interesting question. Who owns your weight? And actually, you do. You are the only person, not your husband or your spouse, not the doctor's office. No one owns your weight except you. So once you get really clear about that, you can decide whether you want to talk about it or not. But let's say if you've decided that you really don't want to talk about it, learn how to do some, I call them weasel words. You know, just say, actually, I keep my numbers kind of private. I choose not to actually share the numbers. Or somebody says, how much weight have you lost? You can say, oh, quite a bit. But I'm still working on it, and I just don't give specific numbers.
I want to thank you so much, Linda Spangle, weight loss management coach, for helping us to take charge of our lives by really writing this wonderful book, Making Friends with the Scale, and for helping us to understand that there are several ways to develop a healthy relationship by viewing the number on the scale as mere information without judgment, positive or negative, under the scale, understanding that we can keep the relationship with the scale private, and understanding there are some common myths about the numbers on the scale. If you would like to become friends with your scale and develop a healthy relationship with your body in time for the summer, please read Linda's book, Friends with the Scale, How to Turn Your Scale into a Powerful Weight Loss Tool. Give us the numbers, the website, please, Linda.
Yes, the best place for finding my work is weightlossjoy.com.
And thank you again, Linda Spangle, for this wonderful contribution for helping us to get a happy and healthy summertime. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.